Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, that game was incredibly hard to comprehend what was all happening.
It was wild. And you know what? I'm just sitting there, like, I'm just trying to replay everything out in my mind, and I guess, you know, I can't. You know, I mean, we can go from the last, the goal at the end of the second to, you know, the goal. I just watched the two goals in the third, and, you know what? It's just, yeah, you come back and you have a lead, and it's just, still, even going to the third, it's still tied. You know what I mean? All you got to do is win the period, you know, and, you know, so, but I give our guys a lot of kudos. I mean, we were shorthanded. They played their tails off. I'm proud of them. Just so proud of them for that. But then again, you have an opportunity of winning that game, and it just obviously, again, they just, you know, their athletes came through tonight. Their athletes did come through tonight.
Well, strange game too, Tom, in that, you know, it seemed like the first half of the first period, Mankato had all the ice. Then you guys able to get the penalty and turn the table. Same thing in the second. They came out and took it to you the first few minutes. You guys able to rebound. A lot of resiliency there, but just kind of weird how the ebbs and flows. Normally it's a little bit more back and forth, but it seems like each of you had your time in at least the first couple of periods.
No, you're right, Biss. I'm with Schultz. He's just hard to comprehend, but it was a crazy game, and it was a fun game, but you know what? It's just too bad. When we got that lead, I thought I really had I just had a great feeling. I just did. You know, I had a great feeling. But, again, to no avail, whatever. It is what it is. It's just a tough one.
You had to piece together the top line there tonight. And, boy, I thought each of those three guys complemented each other very, very well tonight.
Nah, exactly. They did a good job. And the tough task for, I don't know who you consider our top line. I don't even know. It's just, we just put some lines together, but
Jerry and Brady and Combs tonight.
Yeah, our top line was probably bombing. I mean, you know, that's what we're looking at. But again, they had to go against Seuss's line the whole night too. And that ain't easy, you know. Michaelis and, you know, and Seuss and Knuts, and that's a heck of a line.
When you're in the middle of a game like that, Tom, from a coaching perspective, I mean, what's your philosophy? I mean, there's not a whole – I mean, you try to change things up to slow things down or, I mean, just
– No, you just got to play and just keep your foot on the gas. I mean, that's all you want to do is just keep your foot on the gas. And, no, I mean, that's – you know, but you got – there's little things you got to do. You got to just got to manage the puck. You've got to defend well. Like, you know, on their first goal in the third period, we left Max Kota all by himself in a slot. You can't, you know, we got two guys playing the puck carrier, so we get puck focused. And you know what, you've got to have one guy in the puck, and the other guy's got to report back to the slot, take his guy. The seventh or the eighth goal, same thing. We want to get our goalie pulled, and nobody goes to the slot. Everybody's cheating. They're cheating for the breakout, but it never happens. You still, doesn't matter what time of the game it is, you still have to report to the front of the net and play from there. You know what I mean?
And teams like Mankato will make you pay if you make a mistake.
Well, exactly. Athletes are going to do that, and they, you know, and their athletes made us pay.
Jay Dickman with a hat trick tonight. I think his most impressive one, other than the three, was the third one. The puck really seemed to be a lot closer to his skates than a big guy should be able to get that much contact on. Does he get credit for his hands enough?
Well, he's got good hands. That's why we have him on the shootouts and all that stuff. But happy for Dickie tonight. But again, at the end of the day, it's a team game, and we lost the game, and that's where it's at right now, boys.
It's hard to get a stick that close to your body when the stick is that darn long.
Yeah, got good hands. So.
Need a weekend off, though.
All right.
Enjoy
all right,
Tom.
Bye.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.